Join me in today's video as I share two fascinating stories where medical professionals had given up hope, yet Padre Pio's intervention brought about miracles. Stay tuned to hear the stories. Welcome back to our YouTube channel following Padre Pio. If you're new to our channel, Padre Pio was a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. And now to our story. Today's stories come from the book Pray, Hope, and Don't Worry, True Stories of Padre Pio by Diane Allen. In this book, we find two remarkable accounts of miraculous healings thanks to Padre Pio's intercession, defying the expectations of doctors who had already given up hope. So without further ado, let's dive into our first story. Our first story is about a 12-year-old boy named Vincenzo Di Lello. One very hot day in 1949, Vincenzo and his older brother went down to the beach. At some point, Vincenzo became unbearably thirsty. There was a well nearby, and little Vincenzo decided to drink some water out of it. His older brother advised him not to do so, as he knew that the water in wells is sometimes contaminated with bacteria. However, his advice fell on deaf ears. Vincenzo was so thirsty that he couldn't wait any longer. As it turned out, the well was indeed contaminated, and old Vincenzo soon became very sick with typhoid fever. Now, a short digression, I can somewhat relate to Vincenzo. One summer, when I was 13 years old, I was hiking with the Boy Scouts, and we ran out of water. Thirsty as we were, we decided to drink from the nearby river. Oh boy, did we all get sick. But let's get back to our story. The doctor prescribed penicillin and perfusion treatments, but Vincenzo's condition only grew worse. He had a dangerously high fever and was visibly getting thinner and weaker. Seeing this rapid decline, the doctor told Vincenzo's family that there was little hope of recovery, meaning that Vincenzo would almost certainly die, as many people did that summer, because of the contaminated water. It was at this point that Vincenzo's father decided to go to San Giovanni Rotondo to ask Padre Pio for his prayers. On August 14th, while Vincenzo's father was in San Giovanni Rotondo, the rest of the family ordered a coffin and bought the white fabric to make Vincenzo's burial gown. However, the very next day, while the family was gathered by his bedside, something unexpected happened. Little Vincenzo, who had been unconscious for a number of days, suddenly called out to Padre Pio in a loud voice. Furthermore, a mysterious perfume filled the hospital room. It was on that very day that Vincenzo's father finally got the opportunity to speak with Padre Pio, who said to him, "You may go now. Your son is going to get better." From that day forward, Vincenzo's health started to improve. By the end of August, after spending 2 months in bed, Vincenzo was able to get up and resume his usual activities. He was miraculously cured thanks to Padre Pio's intercession. End of our first story. Our second story revolves around Monsignor Giuseppe Dalton, whose health began to rapidly decline in 1956, when he was 56 years old. Despite consulting various doctors, no one was able to help him, and after some time, Giuseppe started to feel desperate. At one point, he decided to make a trip to San Giovanni Rotondo, hoping that Padre Pio could help him. So, one day he traveled from Rome to San Giovanni Rotondo. When Giuseppe met with Padre Pio, he was surprised when Padre Pio called him youngster. "How long will you be staying in San Giovanni Rotondo?" Padre Pio asked. "Just overnight," Giuseppe replied. "I'm going back to Rome tomorrow." "I would like you to stay longer. Would you be willing to?" Padre Pio asked. Giuseppe agreed. I will tell you when it's time for you to leave, Padre Pio said. Padre Pio then told Giuseppe that during his stay, he wanted him to attend Mass every day at the convent church, and Giuseppe was happy to do so. Finally, after 20 days, Padre Pio informed Giuseppe that he could return to his home. During the 20 days that I was in San Giovanni Rotondo, Padre Pio spoke perhaps only 30 words to me, Giuseppe said. His words were clear, concise, and filled with wisdom. They contained a complete spiritual program for me to follow for the rest of my life. I cherish his every word in my heart like a treasure. Renewed in body, mind, and soul, Giuseppe returned to Rome. He lived for another 41 years, dying at the remarkable age of 97. End of testimony. Padre Pio's few words had a profound impact, emphasizing the importance of a spiritual program in life. Having a structured spiritual path is essential for fulfilling God's plan of sanctity for each individual. Several saints emphasized the importance of such a program for a sanctified life. St. Francis de Sales, in his work Introduction to the Devout Life, provides a guide for lay people seeking holiness in their everyday lives. Similarly, St. Ignatius of Loyola wrote the Spiritual Exercises, a detailed program for prayer and meditation designed to deepen one's relationship with God. In light of these teachings and Padre Pio's words, let us strive to show our love for God by researching and following a spiritual program for our personal sanctification and for the greater glory of God. Thank you for listening. Please do like and share this video to help our channel grow. And please give our channel a boost by continuing to watch another video. This will help with the YouTube algorithm. I have recommended some videos especially chosen for you on the end screen. Or just click on one of the links in the description below for a full selection of great Padre Pio stories, or our playlist of Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day. And don't forget to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. You'll find the link in the description below. And stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.